You have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for your coordination of the work of the subsidiary body on prevention of nuclear war, including all related matters. We are pleased to be able to begin work within this format once more, and will support you, other coordinators, and the P6 team in ensuring smooth continuity of this work between the 2024 and 2025 sessions. It is essential that we set up and implement the work of all subsidiary bodies in the most pragmatic way possible to enable productive exchanges. SB1 and SB3 in June showed us the way. Considering that they were able to garner consensus, we hope to use the pragmatic model from these subsidiary bodies when it comes to the purely technical procedural report we will adopt after our meeting. Regarding substance, our priorities for discussions within SB2 next year include, as many others have commented on, making progress towards commencing the negotiations on an FMCT and reducing the risk of nuclear conflict. The UK's position on the FMCT is unchanged. We continue to believe that the commencement of negotiations on an FMCT in the Conference on Disarmament is a key step towards multilateral disarmament. In this regard, we are pleased to be part of the Friends of the FMCT initiative established by Japan. We hope that next year we'll see discussions based off the valuable work done in previous sessions, especially the consensus SB2 report adopted in 2018, the GGE, and the High Expert Level Preparatory Group. My delegation also continues to believe that there is no outstanding issue that cannot be resolved during the course of negotiations. In the meantime, the UK maintains its voluntary moratorium on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear explosive devices, as established in 1995. We continue to urge all nuclear weapon states who have not yet done so to establish such a moratorium as a crucial step forward. Mr. Chair, interest in strategic risk reduction has grown among the international community in recent years. We agree that risk reduction is not a replacement for disarmament, but rather a complementary effort to the NPT's overarching goals, consistent with the long-term efforts towards the ultimate goal of a world without nuclear weapons, with undiminished security for all. Developing a common framework on risk reduction is essential for making any progress on this, and the UK has championed this, particularly within the P5 process. Building a more secure environment is a collective responsibility, and we will continue engaging on this issue alongside nuclear weapon states, non-nuclear weapon states, and civil society over the current NPT review cycle and beyond. I'd like to conclude, Chair, by responding to some of the comments made by our Chinese colleague. Firstly, on NATO's nuclear burden sharing, as we have been repeatedly clear, these arrangements have always been fully consistent with the NPT. Secondly, I was surprised to hear a suggestion of discussions on AUKUS, a nuclear-powered conventional submarine program. I don't believe these discussions belong in this forum. Our approach to AUKUS sets the highest non-proliferation standard and reflects our long-standing leadership in and respect for the global non-proliferation regime. Lastly, on no first use, Mr. Chair, this simply isn't credible for as long as China engages in rapid expansion and diversification of their nuclear arsenal in an entirely untransparent and unaccountable manner. Thank you.